media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Lee Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning.
Good morning. With your team this season coming in, 10 new players, only two returnees, you knew it was going to be a work in progress, but how do you feel like your team against a challenging non-conference schedule, how do you feel like your guys have improved, and what have you learned about this group?
Learned that we tried to identify some tough young men that you know, we're looking for an opportunity. I do feel like we're a tough group. I feel like we're very competitive. It's just trying to get over that hump, and teaching guys how to win is the main thing. Actually, just listened to Coach Mihalik, and you know, echoing that, they've won a lot of close games. It's just, you know, learning how to win and knowing how to win.
What do you feel like this group has done well, and what are some of the things that you feel like you still need to work on as we head into conference play here?
I think both sides of the basketball, again, not trying to be funny, but I think we were much better defensively last year, had a more cohesive group, but they were older guys. And, you know, you're teaching a lot of concepts, and, you know, you don't want to give a young team and a new team too much. And, you know, just trying to learn the basics and make sure guys are in the right place and understand some of the fundamentals that you know, are part of our system. And then playing together offensively. Again, it's a new group, and I would like for us to be more efficient offensively. But, you know, all coaches, same thing all coaches want.
We have a media question queue, if you'll get that for us, Christine.
Our next question comes from the line of Josh Wellfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. We'll start with the easy question. Update on Joey?
He's had 2 days off since we got back, and has been getting a lot of rehab. Couldn't put a lot of weight on it, to be honest. And, you know, we'll see today how he is, but you know, I'm not, you know, too optimistic about this weekend, but we're going to do what's best for him.
And I guess looking ahead looking back at Sunday, and then also looking ahead to Thursday, these both teams you guys had already played this season. What are the challenges and benefits with your team of having to play Northeastern and William & Mary again so short after playing them the first time?
Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting scheduling quirk, but it's something, you know, you deal with stuff like that, and there's a lot of obstacles, a lot of things you have to deal with. I definitely didn't look at it as a negative. I didn't think of it one way or the other. I can say this, they're both really, really good teams, and, you know, to get those types of challenges, you know, early in conference play, and, you know, so I think it's really beneficial. And I think, like Coach Mihalik said, they're all really, really good teams in this league. And those are two teams and two coaches that, you know, have their system and have guys rolling in those systems and are playing really well. So, you know, it's really challenging games.
And then, obviously, without Joey, you start Matt on Sunday, you know, named the CA Rookie of the Week this week. What have you seen from Matt now that maybe he's playing a much more prominent role for you guys with Joey dealing with his ankle?
I think it's honestly been consistent. Matt's probably averaging, you know, 26, 27 minutes a game. He's been playing a lot for us, you know, since day one. He actually was Rookie of the Week earlier this season. And, you know, I think he's been consistent in playing, you know, the same minutes and had the same role that we're going to expect of him now. He's basically been playing starters' minutes the entire season. And that's one of the, you know, obviously when you recruit young players, all these players wanted a chance to come here and play. And, you know, he's gotten his opportunity all year, and I think he's seized it and run with it. So, again, it doesn't change. I haven't talked to him differently. I haven't, you know, put him to the side and said, listen, you're starting now. He's basically been one of our third leading scorer, and he's, you know, taking the third most shots. He's been basically a starter all season. So, you know, he's ready for the challenge.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Lou, with all these young guys, with only two senior returnees and Joey, you spoke about, and Ramon Snowden, certainly a lot on those guys. How are they done as leaders, and how have they helped your younger guys develop, especially as we start conference play?
I think those guys have been, you know, really, really good leaders. I think they're both stepping outside of themselves. And, you know, I think naturally they probably wouldn't prefer to have to be the vocal leaders. But, again, I can't say enough about those two guys and the way they bought in and embraced, obviously, a rebuilding and a team that, you know, even the prognosticators, we knew we were going to have to grind this year. And, you know, as seniors, sometimes that's kind of tough to have all these freshmen around. I think they like them. I was honest to them and about the kind of guys I was going to bring in. And that's really all I care about is that we bring in good guys and we have a good culture. And I think they've really embraced the guys, love being around them, love teaching them, think they're fun. I watch them, and I think they're having fun together. And, you know, that's, you know, for your senior year, you definitely don't want these guys to go out miserable. So, you know, I think they've really embraced the role and embraced to get the young guys around them and have taken them under their wing.
As you touched on, you guys have been in a ton of close games and come up on the short end and had some heartbreaking losses. How have those young guys handled that situation, and do you still feel like you're staying positive and they're feeling good about themselves?
Well, I'm a positive guy. You know, I understand that for me this was the job I was going to get. You know, it was, you know, I wasn't going to maybe, you know, come into a program where, you know, everything was set and not that the program was bad, but obviously we had 7 scholarships when I took over. So it was a bit of a rebuild. And so, you know, I'm really happy to get the opportunity, and I'm an upbeat guy. I love my players. They're all young guys. I think it, you know, I'm naive if I don't say it's hard for them. You look at guys like Greg Jones, who run big at John Marshall. You look at Zach Jacobs, who won big at Trinity. Matt Lewis at Bishop O'Connell. Darius Banks went to a state final at, you know, at St. Peter High School. And even Dwight, he actually lost to Darius Banks in the state in Florida. So all these guys come from winning programs, and they've never lost like this. So I don't take it for granted, you know, what they're going through right now, being young and, you know, I'm sure thinking, you know, we're going to come in, but that's the nature of college basketball. Old wins. They need the experience. They need to mature. I'm very thankful that they're getting to be in these situations, and I have to do more, honestly, to help them get through and maybe, you know, close out some of these games so they get the experience winning and can kind of, you know, because you want them to feel that euphoria and understand getting over the hump and getting to the finish line.
Before I let you go, you guys head to William & Mary on Thursday, a team you saw just about 8 days ago and played very competitively, one possession game down the stretch. What did you do well in that game, and what are some of the challenges to be able to beat William & Mary for your team?
Man, I think they're, you know, super explosive offensively, really run their system. They really exploited some things in the second half on us and ran their stuff and got really, really easy baskets. But, you know, we try to be aggressive. We try to play our style, you know, and we just try to be really competitive. I think we got off to a good start. And, you know, you usually can't hope to, you know, to have that on the road, you know, at Williamsburg. But we got off to a good start, and I think we got our footing going and got some momentum. And, again, you want to pray that you get off to a good start, and then you really have to guard. And they put so much pressure on you with their pace and their style of play. Again, you know, echoing Coach Mihalik, this league and the coaches in this league and the players in this league, it's crazy. You know, not a lot of people talk about, but Coach Shaver's one of those coaches, and, you know, he has a team full of really talented guys, and you have to try to contain them and try to, you know, make them work to get buckets, which is not an easy thing to do. And it's a 40-minute thing. Can't do it for 35.
All right, Lou, thanks for your time this morning. Great talking to you, as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care.